Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Duke's Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Yes, the world's not going to get any better unless you and I do something. I'm trying to do my best to do my part. And most of you entrepreneurs out there and business owners, you're doing your part. And this show is about helping you to make the impact on the world that you would like to make. I'm here with my trusty co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes. Mr. Dukes, how are you doing this evening?
Doing great, Mr. G. Good to be back in the studio with you one more Thursday.
All right.
Let's help some entrepreneur out there this evening.
And our trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby. Bobby, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing just fine. How about y'all?
We are doing just fine. For those of you fairly new to the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And it's like, this way you get an idea in terms of what do we mean by the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. And Bobby, if you got it, let it go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to watch me do the show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Yes, that's what you can do. So, Mr. Dukes, are you doing okay this evening?
Doing great. Got a little sore knee, but other than that, we're doing just fine.
All right. Well, for you entrepreneurs out there,
are you ready to help somebody?
If you've started a business, I'd like to know, because tonight's topic is on identifying your market or doing a market analysis. I'm going to touch on some points that I think that entrepreneurs must know. And a new entrepreneur, just in case you're the new entrepreneur, we're just going to cover some of those things in order to help you to get started. And if you're an experienced entrepreneur, you're more than welcome to call the show and give us your tips to help the other entrepreneur as well. The number's right in front of you, 727-441-3000. And that's what we're going to do. So, Mr. Dukes.
Yes, sir.
You got a business and you had a business, so you're still in business.
Still in business.
All right. So what we're going to do is I'm going to sort of ask you to chime in. I'm not going to ask you questions, I don't think. But to chime in and share your experiences in terms of that part of your business that has to do with getting things going.
All right.
I'm going to share some of my experience with my type of company.
Okay.
And in terms of doing that, and hopefully we offer something for you entrepreneurs out there, experienced and inexperienced, and hopefully we can do something like that. So, however, before we get started, I must acknowledge that our engineer, Mr. Bobby.
That was him.
Right, today is his birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy
you
birthday,
Bobby.
You
don't have to finish that, Mr. Sixers.
No, I'm not going to tell you how old he is. If he wants to tell you, that's okay.
Yeah, 25.
I can tell you before I go out the next show.
Oh, I see what he's going to save it for the grand finale.
There
for
you
employment.
Go.
This show is not for singers.
Unless they want a job or they're starting a business.
Right. Well, he's in the entertainment field, so I guess he's...
But thank you, Bud.
I guess he's okay. However, so I'd like to have you just think about if you wanted to start a business, how would you start it?
Let me answer that.
Well, just the business side of it, if you want to start. How would you start it?
How I started mine. I first decided the location that I wanted it. And I took an inventory of the area. In my business, I wanted to know how many other businesses was in that area that would be affected by my business, and if the other area would allow me to come in and open up my business. I went around in that area and I met everyone that had the same business that I had to see if they accepted me by opening up another business in that area.
Okay, let me stop. Not really stop you, but what could you share with an entrepreneur based on that overview, that summary you just gave?
It pays you to know who is in the same business you're in, that if they're in that area. Now, your business may not be conducive to what that's in that area. And if it's a totally different business, then you have no problem. But if you open up a business that in the area where somebody is already there is already business established, you need to get to know them and let them get to know you. That's my word of experience there.
Okay, so if it's a generalized business or general business, they should get to know you. The competition?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Because competition, good competition, there's nothing wrong with it. Matter of fact, it's very helpful. And there is some things that you will find that you may not have all the answer to, and some of your competitor can have the answer, and they don't mind sharing it. And entrepreneurs really don't mind sharing with another entrepreneur.
Okay.
So those probably say the first three steps that I did consider anyway.
Okay, well, when I decided to start my business, I just kind of got started. I kind of looked at who was doing what I wanted to do, which is in the training field.
Mm-hmm.
And I also looked at my background and said, well, if I've got this background, maybe I can take this out and help all of my competitors by giving them something different. Anyway, so I decided to get started on that, and I got started.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm out of start mode, but I'm not too far past the start line. But, however, we are making progress because it's a big project.
Yes, it is. It's a very large project. And another thing, I looked at the market. I had to look at the market, see what was the market going to produce for me. I had to look at my demographic area to see what I had to pull from. And being in a competitive business with other competitors, I had to see if I could pull, what did I have to do different to make my business grow.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to define some of those statements in a minute.
Okay.
But we got to take a short break so we hear something from our sponsor. You're listening to myself and Mr. Dukes
here
talking about
entrepreneurs.
Getting ready to start your business, doing some analysis.
Entrepreneurs.
We'll be right back.
Come on, entrepreneurs, wake up.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour Radio Show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Talking about it.
Somebody wants to make
somebody
some money.
Some money.
I'm one of them.
I know I'm one of them.
Oh, okay. That's why we got you here, Mr.
Yeah.
Dukes. You have experiences that I do not have. But we're talking about how do you get started as an entrepreneur to analyze the market that you want to go into?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we're going to get right down to basics. When you mention the market, what do you mean by the market?
I mean the market that's going to support my business that I'm planning on opening. I need to know what type of demographic area I have.
What did you open?
I opened an automotive shop.
Okay, so.
And there's a lot of competition. But you got to have good competition and you got to have bad competition.
So your market was the automotive?
The automotive industry.
Okay, the automotive industry.
Yes.
Okay.
So you want to know what kind of funds that's available in that area, in that demographic area. Because you're looking at, in my area, my profession, I'm looking at what type of cars I'm going to be receiving. Are they going to be older cars? Are they going to be newer cars? Are they going to be in between? And I kind of have a feeling for that because I need to do something in my business that be able to support my clientele. And okay. the demographic area is very important.
But that's just the market.
That's the market.
We're going to get to the demographics in a second.
But the market is what's going to support you.
Okay, so it's the amount of money that will support the business.
That's right.
Okay. I just wanted them to hear that. My market is in the training business. It's companies and individuals that would like to have jobs,
mm-hmm.
and employers who are trying to find people to hire. Okay, so my market is both employers who are part of our workforce,
mm-hmm.
and the employee. Or the individual that's looking for employment, as well as those that are working. So that's my market.
And that's if I may piggyback off of that, in my profession, and that's what I'm looking for also. I'm looking for someone that does training, someone that can train individuals. I didn't know what type of training you offered, but I'm looking for somebody that trains these type of employees, these type of individuals that are willing to work in my profession.
Okay.
So I have to look you up and call you and ask you, what type of training do you offer? That is pertaining to my profession.
Right. Okay.
And now, that's very, very important to a young entrepreneur that's starting a business. I don't care. From my point of view, I think that's one of the training is one of the things that individuals should look at.
Now, let me. I just want to clarify mine, and I have some sub-markets, which are educational institutions that train people for jobs.
Okay. I see. That's why I need to contact you.
Right. Now, so the difference is that we don't train, we train the individual to be effective in their job.
Mm-hmm.
However, many go into certain fields and industries.
Correct.
Okay, so yours is an industry.
Right.
Which is the automotive industry.
Right.
Excuse me for a second.
But I want my personnel to be trained to the fact that they know how to deal with individuals, with customers. And I feel that you can offer that to them. And for them to get that specific professional training, then I will send them to, and hoping you can recommend me to some other training facility that can handle that part.
Right, because people are specialists.
Right.
Okay, so each field is a specialty field.
It is.
With auto mechanics,
and it's an
automotive, singing, dancing, drafting, all those are fields that people could choose or would like to go into, and many of those are offered in our educational systems.
Right, and as a young entrepreneur, those things that I had to bump my head to find out about as I went through, and I'd like to be able to help somebody else so they won't have to go through that same ordeal in that profession, if they're in that profession. And I think I have the experience that can give someone some guidance in that era.
Great. Now, on my side, it's the human development side.
Mm-hmm.
It's what else do you need to perform that specific skill or ability? It's that, so that it affects most humans in the workplace.
And in my profession, that's what we thrive on. We look for that individual with that type of profession training. Even though you may not be able to teach them how to turn a screw or turn a wrench, but you can teach that individual how to have that professional courtesy. And that's what we want. And we're losing a lot of that in the profession, not only in my profession,
okay,
in a lot of other professions. You'll see how the individuals, especially some of the cashiers you walk in and see. We want to evade that. We want to get away from that. We want people treated like they are human.
Okay, so are you saying that the programs that are offered in the specialty areas are fine?
Yes.
It's the other skills and abilities that you need that you didn't get there.
They're right. Because they don't think it's important to teach you that, or to instruct you in how to do that.
I got a secret for you.
Okay.
I'm going to say they don't know it's important.
And you're right.
That's what I'm going to say. They don't know, because if they knew, then they would be teaching it.
You're right. But that's one of the biggest issue we have in that profession. Lack of courtesy, lack of...
courtesy, mannerism.
Mannerism. To an individual.
Customer service.
Mainly customer service. That's the whole word. They don't have no customer service in them. And
sounds like we're getting back to those old soft skills topic that we had last.
Yeah, that we mentioned. Yeah. Well, let me make a I'm so happy that you mentioned that, too, because a few weeks ago we did a show on soft skills on the Employment Opportunity Hour. However, it's important to understand the language. Okay, there are positions that are called customer service,
mm-hmm,
and there are functions that provide customer service.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so imagine a person getting a job whose job title is customer service, and they don't know how to smile.
Thank you.
They don't know how to treat the customer. They refer the customer versus service the customer. Because imagine someone coming saying, I got customer service experience, and it's because they had a job title called customer service.
Mm-hmm.
However, to serve the customer, the customer's was is supposed to be always right.
Even when he's wrong, he's supposed to be right.
Right. So the question is, do you get the training in order to help that customer feel like they are being treated as number one?
Mm-hmm.
Because that takes a different kind of skill.
It takes, yes.
It takes different kind of ability.
It takes a different kind of skill and a different kind of ability. And it's got to have a caring ability, a caring attitude.
Okay, so would you say to the entrepreneurs and the already existing entrepreneurs, would you say that in that particular answer, their topic or major or industry is fine?
Yes.
It's the other skills and abilities by which people need in order to perform in that industry.
And they don't have them.
That's what we provide, in a sense.
Right.
The difference is we don't teach them to get jobs.
No.
Yeah, that's the only difference. Let me clarify that. We teach them how to get what they enjoy doing.
And that is the key there. If we can teach them to get what they enjoy doing, that is less headache on the CEO, whatever him or they are supervising under.
With less headache for the individual.
That's true. And they'll do the job and not have any problem.
Well, just think about that. I got something I'm going to say the second half of the show. I'm just going to speak it out and possibly read it. But it's because I want to practice getting it in front of the audience.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, our time is running out, so we got to take a short break. Oh. And so are you listening to myself and me?
All right.
Mr. Duke's here.
Come on, entrepreneur, out there, listen to us. Give us a call. Give us a call and tell us about our show. We want to help.
Tell us about your market.
We want to give the people what they want.
We'll be right back.
And we know what you want right here.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Nobody stop you from your vision and your dream.
Nobody stop you from your dream.
And starting your business.
And your ideas.
Okay, don't get stopped. Many people do get stopped, but I'm suggesting that you don't get stopped. We're talking about ways to analyze your business, and we started out by getting you to talk about who is your customer?
Mm-hmm.
And what market are you in? So Mr. Dukes mentioned that he was in the training business. No, I'm sorry. I mentioned that
you're
I'm
in the
training and development business.
Repair
Mr.
Business.
Dukes is in the automotive business.
Automotive world.
Okay, so think about what type of business you would like to have or already have. And if you got any tips, again, feel free to give us a call. The number's sitting right there in front of you. 727-441-3000. And we're looking for tips to help other entrepreneurs.
But I should add that everybody, every entrepreneur, is in the training business for some period of the time once they start employing people.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Or they should be.
Yes, otherwise they won't be employing people for very long.
Not at all.
Now, that happens, too.
Yeah, it does.
That happens, too. You know, so what you're beginning to think about, Bobby just mentioned something very clear. If your employees that you hire, if they aren't happy or if they find themselves leaving, go look in the mirror and find out what's lacking. And if you're not sure, ask the employees that are leaving.
Yeah, that's my question. Definitely ask an employer that's leaving. Most of the time they'll tell you why they're leaving. I had, if I may say this, out of 18 years old in my shop, I fired one employee, and I had one employee to leave me.
Okay.
So I don't know if you consider that good or bad, but I had good production.
What did they tell you?
They told me they enjoyed working for me. They enjoyed working in my facility.
Okay.
And
well, but you said something key there. You said you had good production.
Which that's right.
If the quality of your output is suffering because of it,
that's
then
right.
It could be there's a problem you got to look in the mirror about. If they're just leaving for whatever reason, that maybe it's just they need a different fit or
right.
Something like that.
Right, because a lot of people go to work because they need a job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And they don't know.
It's very important to understand. A lot of people go to work to get a job.
Not to get the job they want.
And most likely, it's because somebody told them to get a job.
True.
Now, this show is not about jobs. This job is about the entrepreneur or the business owner who may be a part of their solution. And maybe not. They got to deal with the people that are just looking for a job. They just, so be aware. He means to be aware of that.
That's right.
Now, once you've thought of your business, what kind of business you'd like to have, who is your customer?
That is a key. That is another key point. Very good point. Who is your customer? You must. This is only from experience now. This ain't the gospel. You must explore your area. You must find out what type of personnel that you have living in that area that you're going to be established in. Are they upper class, middle class, or what?
Well, the customer would be somebody that has an automotive problem, wouldn't it?
Very much so.
Oh. Or once... They either want to avoid an automotive problem or they have an automotive problem.
They want to avoid and they have.
Okay.
You have both.
Okay. So.
But it's a good thing to have a feel for the individuals in that area. I'm not saying that they're going to be your customer because there is already other shops there. But know what's in that area. Know what you have to pull from.
Okay. So they're all there.
They're all there.
But my customer is the CEO.
Okay.
Of companies or the human resource people or the job seeker or the internal employees already working.
Okay.
Okay. Those are the people that will come up with the dollars in order to say we need some improvements, whether they want to find something that they enjoy or a different type of job or we're trying to increase productivity and morale in the company. Because those are the people who say, I want your service.
Yes.
Okay, I want your business. Okay, so it's important to understand who the customer is because that's the one that's got to pay you.
Right.
Somehow. Now, it could be larger.
Yes.
Okay, so it could be the federal government. It could be state government.
Mm-hmm.
The different systems out there where different pots of money need your services.
That's
and
right.
So you want to explore who the customer could be or who the customer is. If you're not sure, ask as many people as you can. Because some people miss customers.
Yes.
And so it's very, very, very important to understand that. It could be it's wherever your imagination takes you. Okay. It could be the military branches, where they're all supported by the government.
That's right.
It could be the mom and pop shop down the street.
And the city is always looking for good representation.
You know, so I'd just like to have you think about, you know, who has the dollars to pay you,
mm-hmm.
and wants the type of services that you're offering,
right.
whether they get it from you or from somebody else, they
That's
need
right.
the service.
They need it.
All right, so I want you to begin to think about that. Now, once you think about that, then what type of customer would be your
desire?
Ideal customer. Okay, Mr. Dukes mentioned demographics. What do you mean by demographics?
That's the area that the community offer that you're in. You want to know what's in that demographic area. You like to be able to reach that demographic area. That's where your market is. That is the market. That's where you're going to find your support from.
Okay, I would agree with that, but this show is not about agreement. It's about hearing from others.
Right.
Okay, so my demographic would be the individual who is going into higher education,
mm-hmm.
meaning high school or something, for the purposes of finding a discipline that they can start to look forward to as a job. Now,
okay.
It starts there. Then it goes up to the one that's in college getting ready to...
To graduate.
Right, getting ready to graduate in order to go out into the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then it goes into the workplace that has workers that somebody would like to promote to higher level positions.
Mm-hmm. And they need to be trained.
Right. Okay, so then there's the unemployment population that's looking for a job between the ages of 16 and 55. Anyway, so nowadays with all this technology and people living longer, it could be 65 even.
Mm.
Now, I hope it doesn't get to 75, because then I'll have to go back to work. So I'd like to have you think about that. I mean, but it's who are you trying to help that has your need? Because in most cases, they have the dollars. Now, obviously, if they don't have the dollars, then somebody else has the dollars.
Right.
Okay, for example, if you're working for an employer, then the employer has the dollars to train you.
Right.
You know, do what they want.
Yes. That's.
Okay, so they got the dollars. If it's the government that's trying to help the incoming workers, then they have programs out there that the government supports. City government, state government, local government.
Federal,
all that. So it's important to understand where the dollars are and how your service fits into people that are looking for that.
And as an entrepreneur, what I learned, I had to look at, after I found the demographic area and found the marketing group, I was there to help two people. So I was there to help the community and to help my employer. Because if I don't have the dollars coming in, I can't hire a good employee. You got to have good individuals. And that's why it's so important to know what's in that community that can support what you are, give the service that you're trying to give with qualified people.
Okay, so the entrepreneur has to know or find out who as a need for whatever they're offering.
That's true. Now, I say that because I have went through that. Now, today, mm-hmm. somebody else may say it's different, but I can only tell you from my experience.
Well, the automotive industry, it's still there. It's huge.
It's still there, and it's huge. It's always going to be huge. Yep. Even when we get electric cars, it's still going to be huge.
Probably going to be
it'll be bigger.
Bigger.
That's right.
Because you aren't going to be able to work on them yourself, so you're going to have to go to us.
Right.
That is so correct. Yes, that's what happens when we plan ahead, some of us.
Mm-hmm.
Look at phone repair. It got bigger,
mm-hmm.
Because they sealed the back of this thing, and I can't get the battery out of it like I used to do.
No, sir.
Well, that's exactly what most of these, all of them are going to be like.
Yep.
So, as an entrepreneur,
you got to look forward to that.
With just those two examples, what is going to be your product or service that you could make it difficult for people to get into, which means now you can go up on your prices.
Mm-hmm.
Because you become the sole
supplier or the sole servicer.
Yeah.
And that's what you want. But you don't necessarily want to be the sole supplier, the sole servicer. You want to be able to have a piece of the market. Piece of the market.
But you can't have it all.
Can't have it all. And if he got it all, he couldn't handle it all.
Well, if you got it all, there's no such thing as competition if you got it all.
That's true.
We need competition to make us better.
We need competition. Even the billionaires has competition. Elon Musk and all the other guys up there. But, I mean, no matter where it is, where its level it is, what level it is and what level it's on, we need that. Because competition makes everything else better than what it was.
Okay, so the new entrepreneur is entering competition.
That's right.
Okay, so they should be prepared for competition.
And we want to prepare him for that competition that he's going to be joining. I don't care what it is, what type of adventure it is, you're going to have some competition in it. If you don't have any today, it'll be that tomorrow.
Okay.
Because we're in a changing world. Changed society.
And we are changing it.
That's right.
Because people like you and me and Bobby
mm-hmm.
are changing the future.
Can I give you an example?
Sure, we got 3 minutes.
I remember when the automobile Hyundai came into the United States. The automobile Hyundai was a $3,099 car. That's all it cost, out the door. Hyundai now, you can't touch them. They got almost... And they look good, they run good, and they have got good responsibility. But I'm just saying, I remember when Hyundai, everybody said, who want to buy a Hyundai?
And now, the American companies totally ditched their four-door, their sedan line.
Right.
So now they're sitting, Hyundai's, everybody's sitting there going, look, we got the market.
That's right. They put out the Genesee, they put out the Optima,
mm-hmm.
and they done captured the market now. Now our American Motors, I'm trying to catch up.
All right, now they're sitting there, they're watching the gas price, and they're saying, maybe we do need to bring these sedans back.
Now, I want you to become aware, though.
Yes.
Most things start with one entrepreneur with an idea.
That's true.
Okay. And we bring on partners.
Yes.
With similar ideas and other stuff so that we begin to combine our knowledge in order to form companies and grow companies.
Right.
So this is how that happens. That
mm-hmm.
It comes from the minds of many people who get together and hire other people and pay them well too to keep.
That's
true. To keep using their minds.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
like you and I was talking today. With more minds, you can put together a better strategy that everybody's pulling on the same way.
Okay, so the entrepreneur should join some others.
Always
be involved in some groups.
I highly recommend you do.
Could be involved in similar groups with similar products, services,
similar service. And a lot of time I found you don't have to be similar service just to be an entrepreneur group, just to be able to bounce off another entrepreneur.
Ooh. Yeah.
And get his opinion or her opinion. And then you look and say, well, I never looked at it that way, even though I am in the automotive industry and you are in the construction industry. And what you're saying, I can easily apply. You're not. I can apply that over here.
Okay. So would you suggest that the entrepreneurs share their knowledge?
Yes, I do.
Share their ideas?
Don't be afraid, because I believe this. What you got is yours.
Okay.
And I can't take it.
We got to take a break, but there's a lot of people.
And that's another good point there with the construction and the auto industry. Uh-huh. You're going to be a mobile mechanic?
That's right.
You're going to go out to construction sites? You got to understand how their business works.
Oh, correct.
You
Otherwise,
go.
You're going to run into some issues when you.
Missing you, sir. That's right.
And maybe make some people a little angry.
Angry. And you don't want them construction guys to get angry.
No. And it could be dangerous. It's a safety thing, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
But
now, what about all those people who say, I don't want to tell somebody my idea because somebody's going to steal it? Don't talk about it now, but we're going to talk about that right
all
after
right.
the break.
Okay.
Okay, so stay tuned, you entrepreneurs out there, so you can go network with the others. We'll be right back.
All right.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
That's what entrepreneurs want.
That's what they try to do.
Hell, everybody, I think, wants some money until you got too much of it. And there are some out there that's got too much. They start to give it away.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that. Some have picked up this term called giving back. And I don't have anything against what words people use. However, I would say they're sharing what's been shared with them.
Mm-hmm.
But before the break, we were talking about entrepreneurs and their ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what happens with the person who says, I got an idea, but I don't want to tell anybody because they're going to steal my idea? What about?
Well, you can have an idea, and that's why we have what we call in this country getting a trademark, but you still can tell another entrepreneur some things about your idea. You don't have to give them the main point. You got to be able to trust somebody to an extent, not with everything, but with enough to help them, and you can help yourself. That's my belief. That's my opinion.
Okay. I'm the kind of person who says, if you got an idea, share it with everybody, because it's yours. And the only way they're going to know it's yours, you got to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
If you tell enough, then everybody will know it's yours, which will keep the others from trying to steal it.
Well, Mr. J, we're going to have somebody try it.
It's your idea. It's very important to understand that all thoughts.
That's right. All thoughts.
All thoughts
are yours.
Right, they come with you.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else has your thought. You may express it the same way and have a totally different way of building it. Because it's your vision, it's your thought. No, Bobby's looking kind of strange in there, but
what? Yeah. Okay, but, I could see a happy middle ground where you might. I don't think you necessarily give out the name of a domain and LLC you're about to go get, because right. that could really, that could spiral you into some pretty serious entrepreneur depression, I could say. But
that's details.
Okay, I get where you're coming.
Yeah, when
from.
Your idea gets that detailed, then you're in trouble.
I see what you mean. So, because I've done this, you throw out little.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Little,
You give what you need to give.
Right.
And if you if it's that critical that you don't want to share, you go get a trademark on it, and then you can share it.
Yes.
In this country.
Nothing they can do about it.
Nothing they can do about it.
Well, and you can go ahead and do the other countries and get patents and trademarks too.
Now, yes.
Yes, it's a big world.
But
we're now.
It's a big world now.
We are sharing quite a bit together.
That's right. That's
so. I'm going to suggest this, and I just want your thoughts on it. But as an entrepreneur with an idea or a thought, I'm going to suggest that you should have one thing in your mind. It could be more than, but I'm going to suggest one. Find a way to beat your competition.
Definitely.
Find a way.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah, you know, because there's a bunch of them out there.
That's
how do
right.
you become known? How do you become better? What do you have that makes you think it's better and there's a need?
You, if I had to use myself, my own experience, you got to have a good facility, clean facility, good technician. Clean technician. I run an automotive shop, and I can't stand to see greasy guys.
They got them on TV.
I can't stand it. I mean, yeah. I had my instructor told me, you can repair a car without being a grease monkey. And I believe that. And you do that, that put my facility a step above the rest of the facility. Okay. And I put up decent signs, good, as you always say, clarity signs that are very clear that they can be read, and those things makes a difference.
It does, because a lot of times the customer is not going to make concessions for that. They
That's
don't
right.
want they want you to be clean, get
that's
it in
right.
their car,
and I want to be clean, and that's one thing. Right now I'm in training obsession with another guy, and I'm telling you, the guy's got to get clean.
Well, how do they do that?
How do they do
it's
it?
Easy to tell them, but how do they do it?
This is my opinion. That responsibility belongs to the owner.
There we go. That's what I want to get
to. The responsibility belongs to the owner. He's got to put them in some clean uniforms. So when they come to work, they feel good. They dress good. They look like a professional. If even they're not a professional, they look like. A lot of time, the looks is, I get you over.
I mentioned that because a lot of people will say, do something without telling you how to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and it's not always the employee's fault. They only give them one uniform or a couple.
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to do? They can't, you know, you can't expect them to have a clean one every day.
Every day.
But now that's a good example.
Oh, yeah.
And then you let it go for... You know, years and something like that. The washer's not going to be able to take that out.
No,
for a while.
And if we got any type of washing machine, it's going to be full of grease.
It's going to look like the parts that came off the car.
So here's a tip for all you want to be auto mechanics: ask your employer how many uniforms will you get.
I can tell you how many mine's got when I worked. They had 7 uniforms.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
And they pay half of the cleaning bill.
Wow. Okay, so that's a tip for all you mechanics out there. Ask for it.
That's right.
You'll be helping your employer out.
That's actually an overarching topic to talk about with entrepreneurs is the whole uniform idea, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When do you want your company image to start
looking good?
Start, mm-hmm. Yeah, or look a certain way. And then you have to be ready to, you know,
to put the money in. Put the money into it, put it in action.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned for this employment.
I tell you, this entrepreneur opportunity hour.
Because we'll create
my first six
that.
Months. It was my first 6 months in business after struggling and knocking my head against the wall. Then I saw some things. I called in a uniform man. I want uniform for all these guys. I have 4 employees. 7 uniforms a week. The guy come by and picks them up, brings them back.
You sound like you're a good employer.
I try to be.
Great. Okay, great. I'm going to say a great employer.
I try to be. I'm trying to help this guy to be the same way that I'm working with now.
Okay, so you entrepreneurs, we were talking about how do you get started looking at your market and your customer. And in some cases, make sure your customer looks good and feels good.
That's right. That's
your fault. Right. So I'd like to have you think about that because there's so much that goes on with entrepreneurship and becoming an entrepreneur. And we're just touching just about some of it. Right, just very few pieces of it, which you're kind of touching on. But these are things I think that are all critical for the new entrepreneur to begin to think about the kind of business they want.
Mm-hmm.
And for the existing entrepreneur, if you are trying to beat your competition and do something better.
And any of your old entrepreneurs out there that's got some good points that you can drop off on us and let us help someone else along with them, I know we all got some.
Yeah.
We just need you to call in and tell us about them.
We'd like for you to call
in. We really would like for you to call in and tell us about them.
Other than that, you got to listen to us three.
And we want to listen to you. We want to listen to the fourth guy.
And the fifth and the sixth.
Like, I think they like us.
I think they do, too.
They're coming. I've been told.
Yeah, we're coming. We're on our way.
I've been told. So I'd like to have you think about it. But for those of you, I think we got a clip. I'm not sure if we got time to play. I don't think we do.
A little short there.
Yeah. Okay, we're not going to worry about that. But we had something for you entrepreneurs, but that's okay. We always will have something for you. But think about just getting started. What is your product or service? Who is your customer? And what would be your ideal customer that's willing to pay you for your service or your product?
Right. Yes, sir.
Okay, don't worry about being right.
Nope.
Just visualize how it fits to you, how it fits based on what you want.
And you'll find out. Good customer will tell you about your business.
Okay. Yeah, they'll tell you.
They will. They'll either tell you two ways. They'll either tell you verbally, or they'll go somewhere else.
Put us in your card, maybe.
I'd say the internet's joined that a little, too. And hopefully you want it verbally over the internet, or probably a card, too.
Right, yes, so, but begin to think about the type of business that you want, because it's possible, because it's your thoughts that you have been given.
That's right.
And all we're trying to do is to help you
to develop it.
Develop it and go put it to work. Go make it work for you.
All right. Frank says time.
Yep. It's time for the music.
All right. We enjoyed y'all this evening. We want you to come on back now.
Listen to Frank Sinatra, My Way, which means I want you to think about. As an entrepreneur, you can indeed do it your way because it's the thought you got.
That's the whole idea. So you could do it your way.
Okay, stay tuned. Go out and tell somebody your idea, and we'll look forward to seeing you next time.
We'll see you back at
Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.